We had a shaida from you from last week's year.
Okay, know?
Go. I don't know if it's inevitable, but whenever you're dealing with issues of tsar and things like that, there's always a fair amount of trauma and other things involved.
Right.
How do you deal with that? Because it's a blend, right? It's not, definitely when you put in the effort and the tsar is very dear to you, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know how Yaakov Avinu dealt with it, but like when his wife died and was Ben Oini and Ben Yamin.
Right.
But where was the trauma for him, right? Because there's a trauma sometimes, you know. I don't know how to put that, where to put that exactly, but I know it's there.
So, I guess when we talk of trauma, we talk of two elements, maybe. One is that the event leaves an emotional mark, and I think, and in some ways, that's intended. In other words, when a person has a tsar, it's not only the tsar itself, but it's some sort of impression on the person. The person is a changed person, so that's that element of it. I think is meant to be in it, but there's another element in what we call a trauma that is not meant to be. And that is, there's a sense of what's the point of it. What's the use of it? I'm gone. It's not going to work anyway. You know, I messed up. There's a sense, you know, when people have been traumatized and they suffer afterwards, a lot of times it's the sense of that there's nothing to hope for. That, you know, it's gone. So for that piece, I think emuna is the difference. When a person has his mind set that doing X, Y, or Z is what he's here for, what he wants to do. I don't know, he wants to win some contest, he wants to be the best at this or that. And then something happens that dashes his hopes. So the feeling that really sinks a person is the feeling of hopelessness. Okay, so there's no point to it. I mean, my thing in life was to be a great swimmer, and I had this accident. My arm is not what it was, and that's it. It's over with. But if a person says,
"How about something a bit different, yo?"
Yeah.
My goal in life was to be the best swimmer, and then when you get there, it's not quite. It's like you're there, but there's something. I guess it's maybe a little bit, sometimes a bit disappointed when you get there. You're not sure what you're hoping for. That's also a certain trauma, right? Or,
well,
perhaps no one would like recognize what you went through, you know, because you wanted, say, maybe some recognition, and no one would recognize what you went through to become, say, the best swimmer in the world, you know?
Right. So in economy, in but that requires for a person to shift his understanding of what's good, and what would make him feel, accomplished. By he has to say to himself, you know, I guess this is not this mahalak is a dead end, and at least I can go to I can go to write and hope for something that's realizable, that's real. So, in most cases, it's if a person would rethink his perspective, what he wants out of it, then it's a different way of looking at it. Let's take an example. Somebody who I happen to know, somebody that I'm close to, has had an extraordinarily difficult life, centered around many family issues. And he's somebody who, you know, 40 years ago would have been slated to be a superstar in many ways. He had an extraordinary range of personal assets, you know, everything about his person was super. And he's had to bear burdens that very, very few people have to bear. And one can honestly say not much his fault. In other words, it was all things of different thing. And, you know, trying to take stock of it, you say to yourself, Well, maybe that was his tachlis. Very few people would have the strength that he had to hold on his shoulders so many things. And that's the Kiddush Hashem that he was wanted. And in a perspective of, or in a retrospective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's history, this person will be the one who did this, this, and this, and this. So at least if we're able to build our sense of self by what it is that we can imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, then we have a different way of looking at it. And the edge of the trauma in terms of being lost and finished with and over with is something that doesn't apply. So I could see that as being one point in this equation. But yes, I once saw in one of the Rishonim, I don't remember who it was, maybe it was somebody later even, that the reason why Bali Mum, Apostle of Avoda, is the physical Mum itself. So many Rishonim speak about the need for Chitzonis to get covered and so on. And that's, that's one aspect of it. But someone says, I don't remember who it is, that a person who is marred physically tends also to have some deeper emotional issue because of it. The person is a bitter person, the person is an unhappy person, he's a depressed person, he's... You know, it tends also to lend an effect that goes beyond the physical and external, which I guess, you know, one wonders why. So why does the poor fellow get a double whammy? But at least it makes it gives some meaning as to why the Torah doesn't want him there. Okay, we're holding in, I think, the last piece.
I think, yeah,
one for less. Okay. Dorosh Pinchas ben Chama, Kosha Anios betoch Beisosh Odom Yosim Chamisha Makos. Shenema Chanuni, Chanuni Atem, Rei Kiyad Hashem Nogabi. Eov told them, you know, Chanuni Kiyad Hashem Nogabi. Ukamele Yishamalachal Tefen al Oin Kialze Bachatim Oini Atkan. So, Ubiaze, Kiha Oini Yosim Mikola Makos, Shem Chamisha Makos. So I don't understand that. We usually say the opposite, that, you know, your problem is, be happy that your problem can be taken care of with money. Some people are suffering and medically, family wise, shtuchim, etc., and so on. So he, so Ramal gives the following pshat: v'zeh mipnei ki haheda hu achisoron shalechem uparnasu keneged hakol ki amakein rak heda v'chisoron b'ma ava oni nechshu kmo misa kmo shemisa ichisoron achayim. So the Maral conceptualized it a bit, and he says it as follows. There are two types of makos. One is, I have a problem with X, I have a problem with Y, I have a problem with Z. There's another problem, and this is includes the entire person, that I'm not getting enough of a supply of chiyus. Imagine a person has a machine, and it's a big, complicated machine. So if there are various bits and pieces broken, they can sometimes be worked around. You can sometimes sort of work around the problem, make do with something else, and so on. If the problem is there's not enough power coming to the machine, so there you have a chisarin of the entire chiyus, and it's a positive chisarin. Let's give a marshal. The Ramban says that essay is doha los essay, because for a los essay there's a kapara, there's yisurim, there's this, there's that. For missing an essay, the kapara doesn't help you because you're still missing the essay. So whenever you're talking about a specific tsar, so as long as the person is able to keep doing what he should be doing and progress, then he has that. But once a person has a lack of the things that he needs, then he can't function. Let's give an example. Imagine a person is running a company, and his issue is that it's a rough and tough world outside, and he's got lots of competition. So that's an issue, and it's tough. But compare that to an issue where internally his company is not running right. It just, the pieces just don't fit together, and they don't work well together. So that in many ways is worse, because it's not an outside obstacle standing in your way. It's something missing inside. Only means the person does not have the ability to mobilize the assets that he needs for whatever it is. So only in its big sense, it's a lack of something rather than an obstacle. So that is worse, because obstacles means it's difficult to do it, but it's doable. Only means that you just don't have what it takes to make it happen. Okay, fine, the last piece. Obemedrish Rabba, im kesef talvis ami hador chsiv yesh ruo choyle risach sashemes, yesh osha shomel abaylev lera osoy ve'ovra osha hu binyin ra, ashe odom shoy minisyono shem beresh agashbo v'nas osoy. Oshe menaseu, im tia yode psuchol aniyim. O menase ho'oni, im yochel kalbi yisurim ve'en oboit, shnem evaniyim rulim tovi bayis. Vim omer ho'oshe benesiono v'oset stokos, ha'reyu ochel memor bo'olam haze, v'keren kayemes lo'olam haba. Hakash brochu matzilo medina shlo gehenem, shnem ha'ashe maschol dal v'yom ro'o yimaltei ha'ashem. Vim omer ho'oni benesiono v'enim mevayit, ha'reyu noitel keflayim lo'sed lovoy, shnem ha'ki es am oni toshia, מימי אתה לומד? מאיוב, שנשנעשה בעולם הזה, ושאול הקשבור כפליים, שם ועיס השם, אסכולה של איוב, למשנה עד כאן. So, the Gemara, the Medrash says, that the Oni and the Osher both have an Isoyan, each one, if he's only been Isoyan, there's a specific schar for each one. Ratzolema, כי איוב מה שנוסן לקדש ברוך הוא, הוא מעין עולם הבא. כמו שאום פרקם לבוא באשר הבוקו יחורשוס וסונוס רועוס על ידיהם מלמד שאת אימא הקדש ברוך הוא לאיוב מן עולם הבא. So the Chazal say that that everything seemed to click in a way that was like olam haba. The question is, well, in what way? I mean, it's hard for us to picture olam haba as being totally in Bakar and Chamor zone. We definitely would hope that Olam Haba is a little bit better than having Bakar, Harshus, and so on. So the pshat that he gives over here is Malam Shetokas Roli Venirali Shepirushai. Ki hakoil the Rashi over there in let me just take a look over here. So Rashi said like this: Vasonos roos al yedei aboka. Dorshe le krosho chelas chaziz mitelem hamana shazeret sameach b'shaitoy. Rashi learns pshat that they were standing right behind, eating from the stuff that grew. So that's something that's olam habadik. It's not olam hazadik. It's something that is the instant growth is only lasid lavon. Venirli shepirusho. Ki hakol nase me'atzmoi, Shaporas chosh me'atzim b'li terech b'mlacharisha, rak me'atzman ayucharshas. V'zeh me'in alam haba she'e terech m'locha v'tzah, rak akol yanasim atzmoy. So, the Maral learns that it means it didn't require any effort, any work, and Rashi learns, and brings the Rashi that we saw now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mat, gave him Meir Olam Haba, that it went by itself. Let's talk a little bit about this. Let's try to understand, first of all, so there are two elements over here to understand about this Chazal. One is, why is this characterized as Olam Haba? And why specifically as a reward for being able to be Seivel Yisurim do we say that this is the Schar for it? Let's first discuss the Etzem Chazal in terms of it being a Schar and Olam Haba. The world was meant to be a place where there would be the malachim, would be misani yayin, and soilin loy yonim, and so on. Everything was supposed to be fit for mankind. Man did avera, so the klola beikar was be'etza tel dibanim. And so on. Those were the ancient put on automation. What it means is Olam Haza is the Hechetimtza, Olam Haba is the Tachlis. Those two worlds were supposed to be very, very close together. So true that Adam was still, there was a La'avda L'Shamra, there was some element that was called Avda and some element that was called L'Shamra, and that was the Olam Hazeh, but the Olam Hazeh and the Olam Haba were supposed to be right next to each other. The same way that a Praiser and the Traklin are very close to each other. They one leads right in the other one. It's elegant to have a bit of a long hallway, but it's not a mile long. It's a few feet long. So he says over here that so when Adam was punished, the punishment was that there would be a tremendous gap between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and while one is occupied with Olam Hazeh, one would not see the Olam Haba. More than that, the Olam Hazeh would seem to be distinct from the Olam Haba. Let's give a marshal. A person, like we said before, a marshal of a prosdar and a traklin. Imagine you're walking down a hallway in some sort of public building, and you come to two massive metal doors with a big bar across, and you push and try to get in, and it's locked stiff. The message is, this area and that area are not supposed to be common. Guys outside should stay outside. It's a nituk of the praiser to the hemshech. So halodas bonim lechura, the human body is built to have children. So for the child, the transition from his world to this world is bitzar, be'etzev. The leidas be'etzev, the royin, the whole process is not the way it should be, and that's because Adam was mekalkel the world, and therefore the world by definition became very cut off from Olam Haba. If a person were to live in this world with the sense of the emes, that should be, so the person would not have been chayte. By being chayte and saying that I want now and here to be kalakimya de'atovara, I want the schar now and I want to act upon it, so that has taken him, that has removed his metzias in this world from the metzias in the world to come. And therefore, the oynish was that there would be a long, long, long process. One would get the sense that almost as if this world is shalom in its own right, and it explains itself and is meant to be understood within in its own context and valid in its own context, which it's not. And there's a very, it's very difficult to get from one to the other. There's a disconnect between this world and the world to come. So the two things that we speak about is that
Rav Lobiansky.
Yeah.
Rav Lobiansky.
Yes.
I didn't grasp the Chet of Adam Rishon. You just said is a choice to be Elohim and
right.
You know, Tov V'ra. How's that connected to seeing
wanting
a Papa in this
because
world?
Adam's avoda was not to make himself in this world like Hashem, but to be mezdabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world to come and be part of that, not to be kelokim, but belokim. The dveikus should be buh instead of ka. Let's give a bit of a crass marshal, but it works well. Imagine I'm working for somebody who's a fantastic businessman and he really does well. So I can have two attitudes. One attitude is, you know, this person is a mutzlach, things go well. If I stick with him and I become part and parcel of his business, I will have the same atzlacha. I will share in this person's atzlacha. You know, like a varach by varach Hashem as base power of Gal Yosef. A second way of doing it is, I look around and say, study carefully everything you see around you, and then make your own business and become independent, and become wealthy on your own, by copying everything that's here. So I can, both of them start with an understanding that this is where the business is, and this is where the money is, and so on. But one brings me closer to the person because of Atzlacha, one brings me further away. There was somebody in Eshet Torah when I was there, a boy, he was a Canadian, and he was schmoozing a little bit, and he told me that his father has a very, very big factory, and on principle will not hire any Jews. His father's obviously Jewish. I asked him, why? He said, because a Gentile, he said, if you hire and you treat him well and nicely, and decent salary and good conditions, he will stay there till the day he retires. He said, you take somebody Jewish, he starts looking around, studying your business, figuring it out, brainstorming how he could do better than you, and 6 months later he opens up competition. That's been his experience. So in terms of Adam should have said, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his idea of Tov V'Ra is the ultimate in what a person could want in this world, so let's be nizdabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by being mistabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be part of that. Instead, what Adam did was, he broke away. And he said, the Nochash told him, you can be parallel to God. He'll be Alyonim, you'll be Tachtonim. You could be as smart as him and figure it out. And then you're independent. And then all the pleasantness that comes with being independent. So it was, that was really the sort of the shorish of the Chet in that way. So the Yisurim are usually.
So just yes. A question on that. Isn't that the Tachlis? There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that in the end we're all going to be like that. We're all going to be independent in a certain way, like Mashpim. There's
Even if I see myself, if I attribute everything I have to where I got it from, then even if I am quote unquote independent, but I, that in a bigger sense, I'm still part of that. It says Eino de Mekana, not his Bano, not Talmido. And the reason is because if anyone else does better than me, everybody says, oh, look at him, he's much better than you. But if it's my son or my Talmud, everybody says, wow, he must have learned it from his father or his Rebbe. So the depending on how I interpret it, yes, we're supposed to become divine-like, but if it's always seen because it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Toiv and the Ra that I'm saying and the Emes Neshek is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzon, that's fine.
How do we know that Adam, where do we see that Adam wasn't doing that? Adam wasn't trying just to be Domer Lelokim.
Well, then the Nochash's taina to him was, you know, you want to be godlike, so this will set you on a path that you'll be Ke'elokim. The kaf and the beis are extremely, they're very similar looking letters, and yet they're worlds apart in what they mean. B means in something, it means being part of something. Means parallel. Savatim Advekim Vashem Elokecha means Yudovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives you the Chashivas Datsura. Whereas when we say V'isim, when it tells V'isim Kelokim, means you can become like God, parallel to Him. And when you say like something, it means you're not part of that, but you have your own way of making it on your own in a way that's parallel to that. That's the difference.
The schar that we get, it's not a chesed, right? It's because if I did the work, I get the schar. It's not a chesed.
Otherwise
it's Nahama de Kisufa.
Correct. But the job is a chesed. In other words, down deep, it's not owed in the way. Let's give an example. If I could manage on my own, but I decide to give you a job in my company, so that it's not quite independent, but I gave you the job, and I could have just not taken you and so on. So I owe you a karsa tov, but at the end of the day, I do feel I earned it. It stands somewhere in the middle. That type of metziah stands somewhere in the middle between a total chesed to totally being a self-made man. It's somewhere between the two. You find lemashal. Those are aftochas of asid lavo that the zareh and the kotzer will touch each other, and the botzer and the moshech yayin. All of these are visions of the end of the process being the end of the process giving its stamp on the whole process. So Eov, because he withstood the Yisurim, he was able to be zeichet to the schar. He says no habra, that was Mishnah, and it was like olam haba. And the two ways in which it's reflected is that they did it themselves, and they were there was no time. So both of these elements are elements that are of olam haba. One is it doesn't require the human being to be invested in it totally, only in a very partial way. And secondly, that it comes immediately. There's no processing. It all happens b'chara machta. It as soon as this goes. V'raz al pirsha shot obayse shot somewhere esenis ro ois b'mash shot somach mikol kina kadosh baruch hu me'ino l'mahav mitchila. V'ubasher kibul iyo kasher kibul iyo b'yisurim azachar kach hoisiv li mishtan shoy lo yikoyle me'ino l'mahav. U'mizeh nilmat shima oni mikol yisurim nesha shenis baruch shkoy kofol l'mahav. So the fact that Eov got Yisurim for all of this makes his schar be double. Now, let's just think a little bit about this. The inyan of this really is, it goes back, reflects back on a concept of Yisurin that served to increase the schar of a person. And the question is why? In other words, what exactly over here? The key phrase is, he says before, if a person has Yisurim ve'eno boet, shnem vanim merurim tovi bayis. There's a nisoyen of Ashiris that's called eno boet, which means that despite the fact that it's difficult to move onwards, there's no siyua to move onwards. It's as if the person's meisim are being rejected. So be'ita means I don't see a tachas to it. I turn around. And it says l'mashal by the goyim. It says in sukkis it'll be very hot. They'll be boit, they'll run out, they'll be boit and delis and go out. Be'ita is a type of rejection of something. So when the person rejects his particular avodah, because he's surim, that would have been called a failure in the sign of Eov. The fact that he accepted his mahalach, despite the surim, means he understood that this is what he needs to do, this is his mahalach. And the person not only completed the job he's supposed to do, but he also understood the job he's supposed to do. He was mekabelit. The schar kofu is because he did two things. One is he did that which he was told to do, and secondly is he also was mishanes something in himself because of it. Okay, any questions?
Mentioned that anyone was interested in the Hefresh in that division from Chet Adam Rishon, you did this in Parshas V'Yigashah 5.7.6.4
okay.
In greater length.
Wow, that's
I might be preparing for tomorrow.
I'm getting scared. Okay, V'Yigash actually is a kind of slim parsha, and that piece over there, that Chazal is the one that everybody talks about. So yes.
Harish and Katsu.
Yeah, I mean the Sfasemis, it goes on it incessantly. This and that. It's a very very work piece, and the point is, it's the closeness, the proximity of the means to the results. I mean, let's take a look. I mean, just think a minute about it. Very few people have a desire to drink or to eat poison, real poison. I mean, people do it, but very few. Yet smoking cigarettes, people did for a long time. So yes, there was a certain amount of addiction. Okay, as there was a sort of a half-hearted denial at some point that they don't know it's not. But at the end of the day, what? Okay. It just was the light bulbs came, so.
So this is it?
Yeah.
Can I do it later?
Yeah, whatever you want. Thank you very much. Okay, give it up to upstairs. Mm-hmm. So thank you. I'm sorry, there was the bathroom here. We have a very very hard time with of course it's not imminent. You know, you don't see that. The same thing. When somebody learns and he sees immediate hatzlach, he learns the sugi and has the sugi on his fingertips. It's easy. The more the gap grows between the input to the output, we have a very very hard time with it. It's one of the things why chinuch is so difficult, and because we love to, you know, it takes 20 years, 21 years, and that's a long 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 time. Our tiskul our frustration is the gap between the two. And that's the pshat, he gets char b'kiflayim. What does it mean he gets twice as much char? Well, where does the number twice as much come from? The answer is, when I make a table, I build a table. So there are two ways in which I could get hanah from it. One is when the table is finished, and I have a table to use. And that's something that obviously, by definition, in any activity that's worth doing, there is a quote-unquote reward at the end. I did something. I made a garden, I built a house, etc. But there's a person who enjoys and understands what he's doing while he's doing it. And it's more than just a chore. So he lives, it's like the person who's a really good carpenter, he feels the wood, you know, sanded and painted, and he has a tam of the gemar in the mahalach. He also can enjoy the mahalach. So whenever I do an activity, a meaningful activity, there are two areas of there are two stations, so to speak, of enjoyment. One is when the tachlis is realized, and that's a little bit of kul alma, and one is when I'm able to deher in the mahalach the tachlis also. So paradoxically, a person who does something that comes easy for him, so we're not deherring that he has any feel in the mahalach itself for the end of it. It's there, it comes easy. A person who sweats, who's a Bal Yisurim, and while he's doing it, so that means what kept him going wasn't only the end of it. It has to be some sort of feel in the Mahalach as he's doing it.
That's a Tama Itzka Tama Pri.
Exactly. That's exactly Tama Itzka Tama Pri. It's what should have been, that the person should feel in the means of towards the object, should feel the tam of the tachlis, the realized tachlis. Okay, what do we do next week?
Can I just ask about Eov?
Yes.
The pshat here is that Eov, even though he was in, I mean, the Medrash said that an Ashir, it doesn't matter if you're an Ashir or an Ani, either way you have an Nisayon, and you can be zochet to Olam Haba.
Right.
So we're saying that Eov, when he was an usher, he wasn't properly using his mamon for tzedakah. So therefore,
I don't know that, but he says the vim amar ani b'nisayon ve'inam evayit. So the nisayon of his yisurim was the einam evayit, which gives me. Which helps you understand the hachpal of ischar, the doubling.
That's greater than the usher.
Yes, because the usher, there's no avoda. You know, if the mahalach, it's just like lemashal. If a person has very easy time learning and remembering, there's no real input into the learning. But if a person has to work hard to know, to understand, and then to remember. So there's an input into it, and that becomes a double schar. What are we doing next week? What's the way do we continue?
Can we do Shah and Nesiv HaShtika?
Nesiv HaShtika? To talk about Nesiv HaShtika? That's what
you would... Our microphones.
There's a chazal. It says in Parshas... I think it's Baloischa, if I'm not mistaken. There's a Tanchuma. It says a king had two ministers. One of them was the minister in charge of speaking, and one of them was in charge of keeping quiet. And the king wanted to have them debate the issue if speech is better for a person, a better tactic, or keeping quiet is a better tactic. So first he asked the speaking minister to talk about the virtues of speaking, and he gave this marvelous drasha, or very, very, you know, sort of went through all the importance of speaking and how wonderful it is and so on. Then he turns and the Sarah Shtika started to wax elegant, and the other Sarah stopped him immediately, and he said, "You can't use my tool against me. You know, Lishitoscha, that keeping quiet is good, so keep quiet. Hold on to your own. You can't use the Koch HaDibur to educate the king how wonderful Koch HaShtik is, because that's sort of a steer in your bait." Okay, so Baruch Hashem.
Okay, thank you very much.
Call to bye. Good Shabbos.
Thanks, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Bye.